Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We are live today from Riverwind, South Jersey, the site of Ron Jaworski's celebrity golf outing. Excited to be here. This is our, I believe, our fourth year at this event. So very excited to be here. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle with us. Jack Miller back in the studio. And Hugh Douglas rocking his golf outfit today, not the olive green sweatsuit from the first time we're here. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. Yeah, I look kind of cute today. I ain't going to lie.
Huh?
I got this nice little golf outfit on. Man, I'm looking kind of fine.
I don't know if cute's the word.
Nah.
Okay, fine.
That wouldn't be the word I use.
Fine. Okay.
I'm not using cute.
Fine. I look pretty good today. I got my nice little groomed beard.
Uh-oh.
I got my Brian Dawkins Impact golf shirt on. I got my Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Oh, well, ladies, watch out.
Fresh pair of kicks. Yeah, they better watch out.
Watch out.
Hey. And I oversprayed my cologne this morning.
Oh, no.
I'm going for the win.
I'm not going to tell you nothing. All right, welcome in. 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to get to today. Scott Fransky will join us as usual on a Friday. Fransky, heard it. Phillies made a trade yesterday for an outfielder. Tells me the Adolis Garcia news is not going to be great when we
get it. He hurt.
Yeah, we'll hopefully get some news on that. We'll talk about Derek Hill, the new Phillies outfielder, with Scott Fransky coming up. We will dive into some top 11 stuff as today is the day everyone has to submit their top 11s. We've all submitted ours, and we'll talk through that a little bit, how we put our list together, and a debate we're going to have off of that. But, Hugh, let's start here. So, mini camps in the books, right?
In the books.
And now we have a little bit of a time to kind of reflect on what the Eagles' spring has been and look forward to the season and training camp starting in late July. And, Hugh, I can't get a conversation that we had yesterday. And really, it's been brewing all week. I mean, our listeners know all week long there's been a brewing conversation here. And I can't get it out of my head. So here's where I'm at on this. You know, I think there is a real chance, a legitimate chance, and a pretty normal thing that the offense is going to have some growing pains, right? I think we all kind of feel that. It'll have some growing pains, and hopefully it'll pick up. And I don't know the level that Jalen Hurts is going to play at this season. I don't know how it's going to look in September, October, November. I don't know. But I know this. If I'm the Eagles, I'm giving this thing the full season to play itself out. I'm giving Jalen Hurts, no matter how it looks, the full season to figure out this offense. Because I think they owe it to themselves. I think they owe it to Jalen Hurts. I think they owe it to the decision they have to make to give him the full breadth of the season to decide, is he the guy moving forward, is he not? Is he the guy that picks up this offense or not? Is he the guy we're going to take into 2027 and give a new contract to or not? And what I can't do if I'm the Eagles is cut it off somewhere in the middle. Cut it off. It's not going well. It's choppy. I'm going to go somewhere else. And then I have a small sample of decision to make, you know, small sample to base my decision off of when we get to the offseason. Hugh, I think I know where you're at on this. Where are you at this morning? What's your take on how they should approach the season, Jalen, pulling the plug at any point? And would you give Jalen Hurts the full season to be this team's quarterback no matter what? I would.
There's a lot to digest with that, Joe. I mean, and I know what you're saying. Say that first. I feel like they feel they have a Super Bowl caliber team.
Okay.
Right. And I feel with that being said, that you got a quarterback who's going into his sixth season as the starter of the team.
Yep.
It all depends on what it looks like. And I hate to give you that hedge, but I gave you the extreme case yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if they feel like they're in the throes or they're in the middle of they can make a Super Bowl run or a playoff run for that matter, then if Jalen's not playing well and he's holding his offense back, then they're gonna pull him.
Pull him for who?
Pull him for the Red Rifle.
The Red Rifle. Randy Dalton.
Randy Dalton. he could be Randy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
Because I feel like
I was doing the Red Rifle Andy Dalton. He became Randy Dalton.
I got you. But here's how I look at it. And I know a lot of people aren't going to understand what I'm saying. But I think he's here because he's been in this offense before. He's not a phenomenal talent. He's not. When you talk about the talent between the two, he's not that he's not on Jalen's caliber.
Right,
not
and he's older. I mean, if you go back 10, 12 years, he was a pretty good quarterback. That was 10, 12 years ago.
But here's the thing. If you're asking him, if Andy Dalton's in there, then this is what it says, that Jalen's not throwing the ball where it needs to go. He's not putting the ball in the hands of the playmakers. Andy's going to come in, and that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to attempt to do that. Put the ball where it needs to be. I gave you an example of that yesterday. If Jalen's in his offense and he's not putting the ball in the offense, well, he's not putting the ball where it needs to go in certain situations, then, yeah, they're going to bench him. That's how I see that. There's no – the way that this offense is ran, from my recollection, is that it's a pretty timing-based offense. And there are going to be opportunities to make throws. Some of the time it's going to be in tight windows. Some of the time it's going to be with anticipation,
right,
in my opinion. You know, and if he's not doing that, if he's not throwing, I guess the word is, they say, on schedule. If he's not getting the ball out of his hands on schedule, then they're going to put Andy in the game.
Well, all right. So I understand conceptually what you're saying. I get it. I guess there's two parts for me that I can't get to today. I can't wrap my mind around today. One is, they have to make a huge quarterback decision after this season. And if they don't give this the full season, like, let's play it out, right? There's one extreme. There's different ways we could talk about this. There's an extreme of, he plays great, right? Everyone is thrilled. We're talking Super Bowl in October, November, December. Away we go. Then there's the middle ground where it's like, all right, it's okay, but it's not great, and that's going to be a difficult decision. Then there's where you're talking through, which is, if it doesn't look good and it stays not looking good, and we go September, October, into November, and it's really poor offense. And I understand the logic to what you're saying, Hugh. You don't want to waste a season, right? You owe it to the other players, all that kind of stuff, right? But how do they make a full decision on Jalen without giving him a full season, right? This is a brand-new offense. It's going to take time. How do they know what they have until they see him play for the full season? Like, to me, it's just a small sample. If it's 4 games, 8 games, because if they ever bench him, they're moving on, right? It's over. And I think back to 2020, the last time we had something like this, right, where Carson played really bad, and they benched him. And as soon as they benched Carson Wentz, anyone with a working brain realized he was never going to be the Eagles quarterback again. I mean, there were a few out there that did not have working brains. They were like, no, he could come back. But anyone with a working brain realized it was over. Mm-hmm. But to me, the difference, Hugh, back in 2020 was they had Jalen, right? Like, so they gave him the runway because they needed to say, all right, does he have anything? So then, okay, is he our quarterback next year? Andy Dalton's not the quarterback next year, right? Like, no matter what he does this year, he's not the quarterback. I'm trying to figure out the upside to pulling him early.
He's the bridge. He's the bridge. He's not the quarterback. You're right, Joe. They don't have a contingency for that right now. And it looks like with the way the reps were doled out in this last training camp, that Tanner McKee might be a trade piece to put themselves in position to potentially get a quarterback. Here's the reality of this. And everything you're saying is right. If they move on from Jalen, then he's done. But here's also the reality of this situation. Jalen's, as far as we're concerned, a lame duck quarterback when it comes to money that he's going to be owed.
I agree with that, yeah.
He wants some more money. You know, when you talk about some of this money that quarterbacks are being given, Jalen's well within his right or in line to get some more money. So now he's 7 years in, and there's been a lot of speculation and talk about him in this offense and not picking up the offense or being stagnant in this offense. So everything you're saying is correct. But he's been in the league 7 years, and if he's not picking this offense up, or if he's not showing progression in this offense, and he's not putting the ball in the hands of the playmakers, then they're gonna have no choice but to move on from it.
215-592-9494. All right, let's have this discussion, because I think it's an important one to kind of jump off as we go into the summer. Does Jalen Hurts get the full season no matter what to be the Eagles quarterback? For you, he doesn't. For me, he does. I need the most information possible, because it's a huge decision. I need to know fully that he can or can't do it. And if he can, we're paying him again. And if he can't, I'm not afraid to move on. I've been saying this for a year, that we might be headed there. But I need the most information. Like, if it's October and they bench him, I don't think they've given themselves enough information. I think we're actually going to have an incomplete, and we're gonna sit here all offseason and be like, did they pull the plug too early? Are we really sure he couldn't do it? I think he's earned the full year. I think the Eagles need to give him the full year. I'd give him the full season. And if they end up 7-10, I mean, that's sometimes the cost of business to try to get to the, you know, to your future destination.
Growing pains.
Yeah, that's growing pains. And if they end up 9-8 or whatever, I'm okay with that. 215-592-9494. Oh, boy. Hugh Douglas really did it today. He really did it today.
Randy Dalton.
You didn't wear red today, though. I'm surprised.
No, I mean, it's not meant to trigger anybody.
It will.
Well, that's okay.
Because people aren't listening to what's being said.
No.
They might on this one.
I'm saying.
Listening too hard.
You are. Now, let me start it with this. I think Jalen can do this. But if he doesn't, the Eagles are looking for their next quarterback. They're looking for the next heir apparent. They feel it's Jalen, right? They're going to give him every opportunity to go out here and have success in this offense. Jalen's biggest misstep in all of this is he allowed himself to get stagnant in this offense, and he didn't grow. And a lot of times, I always say, in order to be comfortable, you have to feel sometimes uncomfortable, and you have to evolve in the NFL because the NFL is constantly changing. They're constantly taking your game to the lab, and they're constantly evaluating you.
Yep.
And I think it's telling when Robert Saleh said in that last game, we call it faux verts hurts, he said they knew. Now, think about that. He said he knew they were going to run it because they ran it a few years ago.
It was a damning
that
quote.
Was telling.
It was damning. Wow.
That was telling. Think about the timeline and all of this, people. I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan, right? I'm going to say that first because a lot of y'all, when y'all hear me talk, y'all not going to hear that.
Hater.
Y'all just going to hear me critiquing him.
Hate.
But here's the reality of the situation. This offense needs to evolve. That's why Mannion is here.
Yes.
That's why he's gotten full autonomy. And in order for this offense to evolve, it starts with the quarterback. And if the quarterback can't get it down, then they have to move on. That's just the harsh reality of this, regardless of what Jalen has done in the past. You know, if he can't pick up this offense, then they're going to have to move on from it.
So and there's probably a lot of people out there listening like, what the hell is you talking about? Where would this come from? Well, we can be fair on this. Even though I disagree and I wouldn't bench him, Jalen didn't play well last season, right? Again, if you were watching with clear eyes last year, you could realize he did not play well last season. The other thing, Hugh, that's kind of jump-started where our conversation is going is it doesn't seem, by all accounts out there at minicamp, that he played well this spring, right? Or at least what the media got to see the last couple days of the mandatory practice. Elliott, who I've been following Elliott's grades on Eagles quarterbacks and is charting his stats for a decade now. I texted Elliot the other day when he gave Jalen a D for the second practice after a D for the first practice. And I said, Elliot, can you remember giving any Eagles starting quarterback, whether it be Hurts, whether it be Wentz, whether it be Bradford, whether it be Foles, whether it be Vic, you know, whoever, back, it's been a long time now. Can you remember giving any of them a D in back-to-back days of a practice that you covered? And he said no. I mean, that is telling. And
not two Ds back-to-back.
Not two Ds. I mean, back-to-back Ds is a big deal. And that's back-to-back Ds.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back. And that's, I mean, again, it speaks to this. There's going to be some growing pains here. I wouldn't bench him no matter how it looks. I'd give Jalen the full season. I need the most information to make the decision. 215-592-9494. We're live today from Jaws' golf outing at Riverwinds in South Jersey. All right, Kyle, what's your take on this? Jalen Hurts, if it doesn't go well, would you give him the full season or would you pull the plug at some point?
So I look at this season as they have two goals, 1A, 1B. Mm-hmm. 1A is obviously with the Eagles and Howie, it's always, can we win the Super Bowl? Number two is this offense a match for the quarterback? And I think it's going to take time to find that out. We had Orlovsky telling us it might take till freaking November.
Yep.
I mean, if that's the case, we're probably not winning too many games. We're probably not talking Super Bowl. So I think he needs to be afforded that time. And the other thing is, if he can't pick up the offense, I'm with you. Like, next offseason, we're moving on. And when this happened with Carson Wentz and Doug, there was a potential heir apparent on the roster. You had a young guy, Jalen Hurts, you just drafted.
Yep.
And you have a thought of, you know, maybe he could be the guy. You know, who knows? Maybe he struck gold. If we're going to be honest about this crop of quarterbacks that we have, and this is no disrespect to Red Star, Cole Payton.
I won't stand for it.
It's no disrespect to Tanner McKee and Andy Dalton, whatever. The only guy with a legitimate chance of being the quarterback of the future that's on this roster right now is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So if we had a guy who I felt good about or even like had some sort of inkling of potential in the future and it's not looking good for Jalen and the season feels like it's lost, sure, go throw that guy in. I don't think we have that guy on the roster. Nobody that I like want to see go out there and get a good look at. It's definitely not Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's a guy I think that's here is it maybe fill in for one or two games if, you know, the team looks good, Jalen has to be out of a couple games, he's injured, whatever, and Dalton can just, you know, keep you above water. Otherwise, if we're talking about benching the quarterback late in the season, like I don't see the good in it unless like really that the morale is down. We're talking December, two games left in the season, and
which
things,
was like 2020,
sure. Yeah, and things look really bad, and like that you could just tell the team needs some sort of morale boost to finish off the season with. Then sure, whatever, be my guest, throw whoever the hell you want in there. But the most important thing, if we're not talking about winning the Super Bowl, is figuring out if this offense is a match for Jalen Hurts. So I think he needs to be afforded as much time as possible to figure that out.
I'm with you. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? If Jalen Hurts struggles this season, which I think it's fair to say there's going to be some early struggles, but if there's real, legitimate, like bottom of the barrel mightily struggling, if the offense can't function, would you bench him? I mean, and should the Eagles consider doing that? Hugh would do it. I mean, Hugh would pull him out for Andy Dalton if it's that bad. I wouldn't. I mean, 2020 still sits in my brain. I mean, Carson Wentz played as historically bad football, and it took until December to get him off the field, and they had a second-round pick quarterback with obvious upside to get some run in before that season ended. But it took till December to pull the plug. I agree with Kyle. As much as I like Red Star Cole Payton, he's a fifth-round pick, and he's a rookie. He's probably a long-term development guy.
He was a sixth-round pick, and let's be honest, he kind of stinks.
Well, no. Tanner?
Yeah,
Tanner's sixth-round pick.
Tanner's whatever. Right.
So we have a 38-year-old, we have a fifth-round pick, and a sixth-round pick backing up Jalen. I don't see the immediate upside to any of them. I would let Jalen play the entire season. I want the most information to make this decision. All right, where do you come down as Red Rifle Douglas is in the building at Ron Jaworski's golf outing?
Building.
Wow. I mean, you are here.
Wait till we tell Jaws about his love for Andy Dalton.
I know. Now the question is, I wonder what Jaws thinks Andy Dalton. He might be an ally to Hugh Douglas. Or he might say, Hugh, you're crazy on this.
He might say I'm crazy.
Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
It is a Fransky Friday. We'll talk to him at noon. What's up?
Guys, I want to address this thing here, and then we're going to get to you, Mr. Douglas. Joe, if Jalen Hurts plays like hot garbage, and you've seen enough, you just move on. You don't keep waiting and waiting and waiting. So the team already has the backup plan. Howie hedged his bets this year and brought in a succession plan to him and to make the Super Bowl run that year, and that's with Hugh's guy, the Red Rifleman.
There's no Super Bowl run with Andy Dalton. Come on. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yes, there is. That's why they brought him in.
You gotta stop.
They got him for a seventh-round pick from the Panthers who replaced him with Kenny Pickett.
He's Hugh's age.
They by my age.
What they're going to do?
No, not looking like a snack.
Yeah. No, they're going to make the run with the redheaded stepchild. And then what we're going to do is we're going to use those assets in the draft and we're going to get ourselves a young gun quarterback that's coming up. But I want to expose Hugh Douglas today.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, please.
Can I do that? So I'm going to tell you how Hugh became president of the Red Riflesman gang. Mm. So Andy Dalton was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, which – Cincinnati Bengals are an Ohio-based franchise, and that's his home state. So we know his affinity to the Midwest, or whatever you call it there, Hugh. Andy Dalton also was the quarterback of a team that exposed Carolina Hughes' fandom for the Panthers and disdain for the Eagles. And then final point here, guys. Mm. Finally, Andy Dalton quarterback the Dallas Cowboys, and we all know how much Dallas Douglas.
Wow, I didn't put all. You know what? When we started putting this together the other day, I wasn't thinking about the Ohio connection. By the way, Hugh's going to Ohio this weekend. The Panthers thing's obvious. I mean, that's when he started to crap on the 2024 Eagles when he went on the Carolina radio station and said they played tomato cans. Mm. I forgot about Dalton's time in Dallas. It's all adding up now. When he backed up Dak Prescott, Hugh's favorite quarterback.
Connect all those dots. And Hugh,
yes.
I'm glad that you're dressed for success today and you're looking for a little sugar mama at the country club. But listen, in order to attract one of those women, you're going to have to, like, break out the wall, dust off the cobwebs, and you might have to spend some money, though. So you might actually have to buy them a drink.
Bridge too far.
I don't know if that's
come
possible.
On now.
I'm pulling for you, though, my friend. I'm pulling for you. Guys, have a great day and enjoy Tri-Day.
There he goes, Chris in Middletown. I mean, he came after your neck there, especially with the Andy Dalton Cowboys.
As he should.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
No, that's not it. That's none of that. I'm just reading the tea leaves, and I feel like this team feels that they can make a run. So if everybody's in concert except the quarterback, then if he's safe, this is, again, the extreme measures. If he's the one that's holding them back, then you put Andy Dalton in and you hope for the best.
So I guess for me, how do you – when this first came up on the show this week, you were talking about after four, five, six games, right? Like,
yes.
You know, kind of early. So, but that would be such a small sample to just basically end the Jalen Hurts era within this offense. I know you said 7 years. You're right. 6 years as a starter. It's not like he's been here 2 minutes, and he's not a rookie, and we shouldn't treat him like that. But within this offense, it would be four or five games. Because to me, if you pull the plug, you cannot put the plug back in. He's gone. He's not the quarterback anymore, and they will have a new quarterback in 2027. That's why, for me, I got to give him way more time than that to show us.
Well, Joe, again, when I present this scenario, this is the extreme case.
I know.
And in this extreme case, what I'm trying to explain to the people is Jalen's missing open receivers.
He's playing bad in this
case. He's not seeing the concepts of the offense. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to be that, but if he's not seeing the concepts of the offense, then, yeah, there's a chance that he could get benched.
All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Hugh Douglas is open to the idea that Jalen Hurts gets benched this season. If he doesn't play well, extreme case, doesn't play well, Hugh would pull the plug and go to Dalton. I'd give Hurts the full season. I need the most information I can have. I want to see him 17 games in this offense to let me know I'm in again and I want to give him a new contract, or I'm fully out, moving on, and they get someone new. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Where do you come down? Should Jalen Hurts get the entire season to play in this offense to make a decision on his future? Where do you come down on that? We're live today at Ron Jaworski's Celebrity Golf Challenge. We got a lot planned on the show today. On the other side, something really interesting Ross Tucker said to the morning show this week about the offense, about Sean Mannion, where the Eagles' priorities lie as we look forward to the season. 215-592-9494. And we'll set you up with Tri-Day Friday on the other side. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.